The year is 3305. It's winter-ish. It's a Thursday and it's approximately 2030. Depending, of course, on where you are. This is Hutton Orbital. I'm Dick Chafing and I'm pushing all the buttons tonight. And joining me, and with his hands gaffer taped to his chair so he can't push anything, is Rudolf Hucker.
You want to come with me?
Oh, God, that's his mouth you've got gaffer taped! I'm not sure that's better. Would you like your beard back? I think we'd better move along quickly!
Daylight robbery at Hutton leads to loose lolly loss.
Hackswing fighters lock mug foils in the attack position.
Mad Monk mission to Manchester marks milestone.
The apology officer from Hotbox is back.
Atrus is thoroughly confused this week, but at least he's got his voice back.
Lou's having a sulk about the naughty step.
And enormous news from Norma Snockers.
First tonight, Hutton's zero-G trained security team of Momus Box Spaniels are on the hunt for a fugitive, or fugitives, that are behind a series of break-ins on visiting ships to the orbital. Commander Evenstar was the first to report that persons unknown had smashed the canopy on his Type 6 and stolen all of the loose change that had fallen down the cracks on his space seat, as well as his prized antique edition of the Best of the Brits 2019 album. Others have reported money going mysteriously missing from their accounts after visits to the bar, and suspect that they may have been slipped something potent as they awoke with monster hangovers. There's been a spate of pickpockets incidents that have led to the theft of at least one library card, a copy of the Collected Adventures of Space Team condensed edition, and in one Herculean effort, the entire back catalogue of Drew Wager's novels. The security team have stated that if it wasn't for zero gravity, someone might have put their back out moving that particular one. If anyone sees a shady character or characters lurking with intent and they aren't wearing a Hutton decal, they should get on the dog and bone and contact Alvin's crack security team as soon as possible.
With Alvin's decree this week that the Thargoids are entirely too close for comfort, and he would really rather not have one of our stations catch fire anytime soon, he convened the Hackswing Fighters, a group of rather eager, if utterly unprepared, Hutton truckers, who descended on the nearby systems of C.E. Bootis and C.Q. Virginis with a singular mission: stop the Thargoids dead in their tracks. After a few false starts, the team began driving the Thargoids back, spending their way, the entire way, through billions of credits of void opals raised last month. With wild abandon, they wildly abandoned their ships when glowing green goo, little fuckers, and lightning blasts turned said ships to bits and pushed their fleet to retreat. Undaunted, they honed their skills on marauders, berserkers, inciters, and the odd cyclops, whilst keeping a beady eye on passing basilisks and the odd medusa. Finally, the wing found their feet and drove Tharg to defeat, issuing a Hutton wedgie the size of which hasn't been seen since George's pants came into our grasp. Unfortunately, in a rare occurrence for Hutton, our efforts have to date been in vain. CQ Virginis is being named CQ totally fonked, and the booty continues to sag. What's worse is that Tharg the Mighty has now attacked another system near Hutton Space, this time only 17 light-years from Trepin and 26 from Alpha Centauri. There will be more later in this bulletin from Atrus 5060, but in the meantime, Alvid needs you to draw a muggy line in the virtual space sand and stop the Thargoid advance before things get all serious. Unless, of course, he attacks LHS 340, in which case, we don't really mind. So, save the virgins, clean the booties, and go home rich. And, of course, hopefully not covered in corrosive green goo.
The only sane representative of the Mad Monks of Van Manen, One Commander Vigor Starseed, has confirmed that he will be sending a delegation to Sol in April for negotiations with the Hutton Truckers about access to their special home-brewed fortified wines and their special blend tobacco, used in incest burners, of course, as well as a delightful range of hair shirts, in return for being allowed to ply their trade in the tourist station and give their rather hippie blend of blessings, tantric diddly-doo-dah teachings, and cunning beard trimming to the masses once more. Alvin's always open to a good deal, but he's not sure whether they're vegetarians, and if they are, whether they'll be able to offer the standard tribute of sausages and special meat dog treats to keep him happy. The venue for the Bow Wow Pow Wow will be in the lovely seaside city of Manchester in the Sol system, long viewed by visitors to the home of humanity as one of the premier beaches in Northern Europe. All nearby Hutton Truckers are invited to attend and will be treated to a ringside seat at the negotiations. Possibly even some tasting samples.
Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative Incident Report Form. Incident Location, CE Bootis. Date and time of incidents, 2000 hours, 18th February, 3305. Reporting Officer, Mia Harkness on behalf of Commander Vantayern. Circulate to, His Fluffiness Alvin DeFeer, Progenitor Leia Wolf. Type of incident, security, traffic, property damage. Type of damage, life, ship, and psychological scarring. Hey, it's me. I'm reporting on someone else's behalf this week. Normally I wouldn't be allowed, but if you could see poor Commander Vantayern, you wouldn't understand. The poor old bugger is lying in a side room of the Wolf 124 medical facility. His face and hands are covered in thick bandages, and both legs are encased in bright white plaster stookies and suspended in slings. Around him, a good look charms from 1,000 religions, and he's been sedated now, so the screaming, shouting, and gibbering has died down to a whimper. The soothing nightlights have come on, and the place is quiet. In the background, I can hear the rhythmic sighing of Vantayern's life support systems, and a steady trickling sound as his catheter bag fills for the 9th time today. He sighs and says, "That's me away," before beginning his story.
Oh, the wibble. Well, it all started out sensibly enough. Thark the Mighty had been getting too big for his boots, and after a few pints, some of us decided he needed to be given a bloody nose for his troubles. I just popped over to see Bootis with Commanders Graham MK in his battle cutter and Claire Helen in her mighty anaconda. I wanted to get in close and dig him in the ribs, so I needed something tough and nimble. The crate-shaped, shady lady fit the bill perfectly. So I thought. We picked up a distress call and in we went. Broke formation and gave him what for. Then we realised old Tharg was flying his custom basilisk, the sprig of white... Now, lucky white heather I keep in my cockpit wilted. If I had to pick a single moment, I'd say that's probably when everything went a little bit, you know, pear-shaped. Tharg spewed suckers and lightning like it was going out of fashion. I was losing plates faster than a Welsh dresser on re-entry, so I hit the boost button and made a run for it. I noticed the afterburners light up on Graham's cutter to my left. He swept majestically past my bow. I thought I was in the clear until I noticed one of those silly big nacelles coming side-on at my cockpit. Last thing I saw was a gigantic Guttermeier logo. And then I was in the escape pod heading to the nearest station. The inertial dampeners in those things are basic, so guess who got a travel sick on the way back? The pod malfunctioned and it clattered along the superstructure of the station before dropping me inside it.
My insurance company had already received notice of my ship's destruction. So, they had a replacement waiting for me on the landing pad. Then off I went back to the fray. I shouted a cheery, "I'm back!" as I came in across the Thargoid's tail, just in time to hear Claire say, "Oops," as her four shard cannons discharged. And there I was, spinning around and around in an escape capsule again like an old sock on spin cycle. My lucky rabbit foot came loose from its chain and flew up, hitting me in the eye. This time a really grumpy insurance rep showed me to the courtesy crate. All of the cockpit had been freshly valeted and had a brand new canopy installed, so it wasn't all bad. Although it did look a bit beaten up and only had the factory spec paint job. Back I went. And this time I told them I was coming before I dropped in. As I came out of Supercruise, I heard a smashing sound as my vanity mirror fell off the rear wall and smashed on the floor. I thought it was a bit odd as we were in zero-G, but if that was all I had to worry about, then who cared? It wasn't all I had to worry about, of course, was it? We were getting really torn into Tharg this time, and I was going full guns and the old remote flak. You remember those civilians we came to rescue? Well, one of those silly sods flew straight into a cloud of suckers. And one of my flak charges got a bounty for it, and his mates, guess what, got really angry. They set about me like cow at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and hull was critical. There were big cracks all across my canopy and cockpit bulkheads. Graham and Claire both came to rescue me on full afterburners, repair limpets fired from both ships, and, yeah, collided with my ship. The cracks became gaps as the hull plates broke apart. Looked behind my chair, just as the canopy started to go, and the mirror shards flew across the cockpit with all the escaping, and managed to hit me full in the face. Escape pod again. This time it had a faulty thruster, so I got thrown around in there like a meatball in a food fight. By the time I got to the station, everything was broken, and I was transferred here.
His voice trails off as he finally falls into a fitful sleep. His body occasionally jerks, and he yelps like a puppy dreaming about rabbits. I look around at all of his good luck charms, and they are intact. Maybe the worst is over. As I get up to leave, I see Vantayern's battered white flight suit hanging on the back of the door. I touch the material and say a silent prayer for my friend's recovery. Then I see it. A royal blue stain appears and spreads from the pen pocket onto the sleeve of the jacket. I don't know what happened after that because I ran away and left him.
I'm back.
Anyway.
I'm lonely.
Anyway, happy National Sticky Bun Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again. Reporting on behalf of Commander Vantayern.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in this week with the latest intel on the Thargoids from Canon Research. It's another grim-looking week for humanity. After a valiant effort by many groups to repel the Thargoids, however, we were unsuccessful in lifting all the incursions and infestations. To add to our list of woes, late last night, Eagle Eye reported 6 new targets before it was taken offline for the weekly server maintenance by Aegis technicians. Unfortunately, given our little notice we received, we were unable to defend those stations as well. We are now facing a total of 17 incursions that need to be lifted. The systems under Thargoid assault are LTT-911, LTT-5455, ROS-409, Selanio, Asterope, Atlas, HIP-23395, HIP-24046, CE Bootis, CQ Virginis, Kareko, Vegeding, Ariatia, Camelus, Palanti, Apishna, and Anka. Both combat and rescue pilots are needed in all 17 systems to lift the incursions and evacuate civilians from the burning stations. GQ Virginius, CE Bootis, and LTT 5455 are systems close to Hutton Space, which stands between the Thargoids and Sol. Continue with efforts to lift the incursions in both these systems to keep humanity's birthplace safe. Hold the line, truckers! Good luck out there. For the mug!
Traders will be happy this week that there's money to be made, with 6 systems in boom and another 3 pending. And with an outbreak looming in Epsilon Indy, it's going to be a good week for trucking of all varieties. Diplomats will also be in demand. Having won the first round of the election in Stein, we have another pending in PSPF-LF2, so all the good stuff in those systems for the duration, please. On that note, it's not an exciting week in our systems for the pew-pews, with the elections and a lack of pirates. So, if that's your thing, we need a Thargoid Infestations clearing up. We need to stick the boot into them in LTE 5455 with the cheeky we're taking them on in CE Bootis, LTE 5455 and GQ Virginis. Wing up and show the little fuckers they shouldn't mess with truckers. In Wolf 25, we're dangerously close to the Wolf 25 Gold State PLC, so if you're not winning elections, filling your coffers, smashing Thargoids or out exploring on the far side of the galaxy, that's the place to focus. Finally, we're pending expansion again. We don't want to expand, but we're going to. From, guess where? LHS 340.
Boom. Now,
for those of you that aren't aware, and because apparently at least one of you isn't, stay out of LHS 340. Always. As my good friend the custodian Drew Peacock succinctly put it, the only good thing you can do in LHS 340 is to bugger off out of it. With a large stash of bounties being both hunted and handed in the system, it spiralled into expansion, with the careless commander being dispatched to Cubicle 3 for cleaning duties, after which they will be exiled to the Naughty Step until the smell has abated. Where will our new home be? Watch this space. Over in Colonia, they have an election of their own, one that we'd like to win. This is in Tier, so we want to consolidate our position there. If you could focus bounties on Dorito, missions in Tier, and data in Eol Procol Centauri, that should keep us on track. And remember, of course, no pew-pew in Tier. Now, over to Norma. I hear she's got a competitive pair.
We have 2 competing combat CGs this week. A long-standing enmity between 2 military leaders has escalated into hostilities in the Drevulada system. Details later.